Are we ready to get this shit show on the road?
Fuck, let's start this shit show.
All right, here we go. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 152 for Thursday, the 7th of December, 2017. This is a show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I decided to ditch the friend, put in another friend, and say, fuck it, we're going to go anyway. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great. What about you, man?
Man, I got a pimple on my nose, dude.
Really?
Yeah, not like, you know, one of those adult pimples where it's like, oh, okay, I'm, you know, that might be an ingrown hair. No, this is like on the tip of my nose, this big old gnarly pimple. That, oh man, like it hurt. Like when I, that's how I found it, because I went to like scratch my nose, like, oh, ow, what the, oh shit.
And they always explode out of nowhere. It's like 5 minutes earlier, your face is perfectly clean,
right,
nothing there, and then poof, big red spot.
Yeah, like a little miniature alien tried to pop out of my nose and got stuck. You know, like, you son of a. Anyway, so I tried to handle that a while ago, and that didn't really work out too well. So now I got this pink dot right in the middle of the nose for our video viewers. How you been, dude? Like, you're not on fire right now, so that's probably good.
Yeah, I do. I have no idea, man. It's been, dude, I don't even need to smoke another cigarette in my life because I've inhaled enough smoke this week.
So last week I talked about my super secret project with Jenny and Richard, and that recording was actually delayed because of the fires in Southern California. Jenny was not feeling well because of it. So
yeah,
no reveal on that this week. But hopefully that'll be coming. And I got to tell you, dude, since my surgery on my back, things have been going bad. Like I've got holy shit. Hey, things really thought. Things have just been going wrong between the headaches and like positional headaches, which holy shit, that is the worst long term thing ever, because a kidney stone was the worst pain I've ever felt. Like I literally thought I was dying. And it was a tiny one. Like I couldn't imagine having like a big one, some people I know are going for. And Bean, thanks very much for the little token things. What are those called? Cheer? Yeah, the cheers.
Yeah, those are cheers, dude. Yeah. That's how you make money, man.
Look, this
they're giving you money.
This is I'm just happy people are here watching and enjoying the content and adding a little something on their own. That's what I'm here for. But
ain't nobody enjoying this. They're just watching to see how bad we fuck up.
Look, even that though, even that, like, come on, that's better than nothing. So, every train wreck deserves to be watched. That's all I'm saying. what was I saying? Oh, the pain, the positional headaches, man. That was just a pain. It was literally a pain in my head. Anytime I wasn't laying flat on the ground, that finally went away. But then I'd wake up every day with a headache and I had to fight it all the time. Last Friday, went to the doctor for my normal checkup. She changed my medications. Headaches are all but gone. Well, today being the exception, because today I've just got a little whatever headache. I don't know why.
Right.
But for the most part, the headaches are gone. I feel normal. I'm starting to get shit done around the house. I made dinner tonight. I got some stuff done. I hung out with my daughter this morning, and it's just a completely different world when like just the slightest things can just set you off. And headaches are one of those things that I like, you can't deal with. You can't life when you've got a headache like that, you know?
No, yeah, I fully remember when I went through like all the spinal taps as a kid, like for like almost 6 months. It's like all out of the blue, I'm sitting in algebra class and I'm whap-pow, and it feels like someone just took a frying pan to your back and to your head, and it's like, oh, you can't see, you're like half blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am not envy of you, dude. I give you all the sympathy in the world, but it sucks.
Yeah. So I went into the doctor last Friday and we talked about the headaches a little bit, and she was like, okay, so are you having any other pain? And I was like, yeah, if I move too quickly, I get, you know, depending on the movement, like if I twist too quick or whatever, I can actually twist now, which is good. But if I twist too quick, or if I try to like come up the stairs, like at a normal pace, instead of like taking my time up the stairs, I'll get a pain that kind of, depending on where it is, it goes in my back. She's like, well, what kind of, and I was like, okay, well, if I twist, it's usually like, it feels, I can feel it in my abs all the way around to my back. It's kind of just feels tight. Like, you know, when you're stretching a muscle that doesn't want to be stretched, that kind of thing. And if I stand up too quick, I'll get a headache or get a pain from the back of my head down to my anus. And she looked at me like, that ain't normal. And I was like, I know. That's why I'm telling you about it. Luckily, all that's gone away too, now that I've changed my medications.
Is it one of those situations where it hurts when I do this? Well, don't do that.
No, it was more of a, because I was on the good drugs, the heavy stuff, and
right.
It was a matter of the heavy drugs were kind of playing with my blood pressure, I think, a little bit. So, and I've already got high blood pressure as it is because I'm super stressed and like, if you couldn't tell by the video, the bald spot in the back of my head. But it just changing my medications changed how I deal with everything. And it's just so much better that way. So let me ask you this, dude, because we recently talked to someone else that was in Southern California during the fires. Yeah. How far away from the fires are you?
The one over by the 5 and the 126, I think they were calling, I forget which fire they were calling that one. That was about 3 miles from my house.
Oh, geez.
On my direct route home, the Santa Paula fire, which basically is going from Ventura all the way over to Fillmore, which is about halfway between me and my work. And I actually have to drive by that every day.
Mm.
And that one's still growing. It actually reached as far up as Ojai,
and
the farmland, and like the 33 shut down, parts of the 126 is shut down,
mm-hmm.
parts of the 101 have been going, shutting down and open up, shut down and open up. We got guys at work because I work over in Thousand Oaks, and Newberry Park lit up like yesterday, day before. Tuesday, I think it was. So I had four fires around me. I just left work and said, I'm gone. And then, what was it? Last night, 405 lit up and, you know, Bel Air's burning. I just immediately just cranked on some Bad Religion and just listened to Los Angeles is Burning because, man, we're up in flames.
It just amazes me because these damn fires, I remember when I was young, first several years of primary school, right? Till about fifth or eighth grade, even. Being in California wasn't like there were occasional fires. Sometimes you get a mudslide, especially after that area had burned or whatever, but it wasn't like a major thing. And now, since probably sophomore year, so we're talking about 90, 91, something like that, maybe 92.
Yeah.
It just seems like California, Southern California is on fire 24/7.
It almost seems like that, but yeah, it just like whenever the Santa Ana's kick up mm-hmm. and they're starting to kick up more and more every year, like instead of like it used to be maybe once or twice a year, you'd see some Santa Ana's go. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the Santa Ana's are like every 2 months. And God, we had 70 mile per hour winds, gust winds.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, and yesterday was
for those that don't know what the Santa Anas are.
It's a hurricane without the rain.
But it's this particular weather pattern where this hot air comes in down from like the Baja California area and kind of blows up the coast. But as it goes, it's going more north than the coast of California is. So it's actually coming inland as it goes up. And it basically sweeps through the LA Valley and then all the valleys around LA and just continues going north, almost northeast until it just hits the Sierra Nevadas and dissipates into nothing because they don't care about it at all. They're like, oh, we're not going to get as much snow this month. Fuck you. My sister-in-law were just watching a show the other day and it referenced Ojai and I was like, yeah, I've been there once or twice. And she was like, oh, really? It's like the real town. I was like, yeah, you got to watch it though. Cause that place burns like every 2 years. And then the next day I'm on Twitter and it's like, oh yeah, Ojai's on fire. Like, oh, weird. Okay. just one more reason I'm glad I don't live there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, you can live up there with your mooses and your ice roads and your,
yeah, I got to tell you, man, like it's pretty fun up here.
Have you gone to that lake where if you throw a rock, it like echoes everywhere like so much? It's like the craziest, like remember those lightsaber cardboards where we had that spring get in and go?
Yeah, no, our lakes were frozen over last week and people were just getting out there, just starting to do some ice skating. no one had really gone out there with the snow machines and, you know, started racing on them or anything else. So that's what they'll do in the wintertime. They'll actually take their snow machines out and race on the ice. So they hadn't started doing that yet, but they had started going out there and doing a little bit of ice skating and this and that. Well, we hit a heat wave, and it's been probably an average like 35 degrees for like the last four or 5 days. So it'll dip into freezing, but then come right back up, and all the ice on the lakes has melted again. So now you basically have these huge iceberg, like flat icebergs in the middle of the lake, but there's no on the surrounding edges. It's just funny, man. It's crazy. This winter is nothing like last winter, because this time last winter we were maxing out at like 5 degrees and we had 2 feet of snow on the ground. So,
yeah. Do you ever like go play Qbert?
Oh,
just hop up berg to berg to berg to berg.
Not so much. No.
Oh,
God. That'd be fun to watch. I'm not comfortable enough to just walk out into the middle of a lake on ice. Like that's just not something I am comfortable doing yet. And maybe never, probably never. I'm not going to do it. It doesn't seem, I've seen too many YouTube videos where some jackass is out there. Look how thick it is. I'm jumping up and down, crack. Oh, that guy's gone forever. No,
that's because they're not smart about it. You see, I would trust you to be a little bit smart and go, yeah, I know that might crack there. So let me try to crack it.
I am not smart. Crack.
All right, let's play.
I'm very smart. That's why I don't go out there at all. Like I made the smartest decision possible. Screw that shit. That's not happening. You know what I did earlier today?
What'd you do earlier?
I published last week's RMP.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why I was like been missing the RMP in my feed?
Well, so here's the thing. We took Thanksgiving off, right? And then we recorded last week and it was such a long time. I couldn't get it out that night. And I had an appointment the next morning. Friday night came along. We watched a movie as a family. Saturday, Sunday, all kinds of random shit was going on. And then Monday, look, I just didn't get it done. All right. Had a little bit of burnout and it took me a while. I got that shit done today. I'm so glad to have it done. It's such a great episode. No, like I feel bad because I've robbed people that couldn't watch it live or catch it on Twitch of the fun and the heavy of that episode that we had. And I got to tell you, I really feel good that I finally got it out, because it's been a bit of a bugaboo. Like every time I come down here to do it, I need about 2 hours, a solid block of 2 hours to work on something like that. And I haven't had that until today. And today, as soon as Autumn went off to school, I came in here and started cranking away. And I had a few problems, thought I wasn't going to do it. And I had to leave to go get my niece from daycare. So I literally published everything, got in the truck and drove out there and picked her up, came back here and cooked dinner. And had just finished eating when you popped online. So there's my day. That's what I did today. And that's about all I got for you. Because holy shit, it's about time.
And it's the funny part is. I lost sound. Great.
You lost. Well, I thought I lost you because you're like, the funny part is, and then it just died. See, this is why Skype sucks.
I was going to say, the funny part is that show last week, you started late as hell. Just like this week, we started late as hell.
Yeah.
And then you publish it late as hell.
Yeah.
And this is the one time where you don't have anything else to do during the day, but relax and sit around.
Right. But that's the last thing I've been able to do is relax and just sit around. I'm not saying I'm happy about it. I'm just saying it is what it is. So.
Oh, no, I got you. I feel you. But I just find it incredibly hilarious.
No, there's definitely a pattern there. This last week has been, there's been a lot of trailers that come out this last week.
Oh, dude, it's been insane. You got the taste of Deadpool that came out like within the last couple of weeks. And then he just dropped a little Brazil Comic-Con teaser, all in Portuguese, and he actually read it all in Portuguese, damn near perfect Portuguese, about getting Deadpool tattoos. It was just absolutely great. Star Wars has been dropping some major. I've been
like half the movie has been released. Yeah, half the movie has been released at this point.
No, that's the thing. They haven't really touched anything. And I'm just like, thank God. And then they dropped the holy grail of Avengers.
Mm.
And I told so many people, if you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok, be careful, because I know they're going to insert a clip from Ragnarok in there.
Right.
And I called it. And as soon as I saw it, I saw that eye patch and I was like, that's it. You guys should have watched that, because now people are like, what the hell? Why is his eye covered? And they're like, yeah, you have to see it.
Luckily, I've stayed so far away from the MCU that I don't even watch the trailers anymore.
You know what, though? It's just that perfect time to now, especially with today's not today's announcement, but this week's kind of leak of 20th Century Fox and Disney. Possibly Disney might buy out 20th. It's either going to be really, really awesome, like it did with Marvel and like it did with LucasArts, or it's going to go horribly, horribly wrong. Mm. And, you know, your kids could buy anything that was great.
Well, my apprehension is that Disney is getting too big for the shorts. It's suing Redbox right now for reselling codes.
Right.
They already control like half of the decent movies that come out of Hollywood in the first place. And the last thing they need is to get even more, more properties behind them. Cause once they get Fox, of course they get the Fantastic Four back.
Right.
They get the distribution rights to episodes 1 through 6.
Right.
And I think there's something about 7. They get maybe they get distribution for 7 now, or no, I don't know, but
what it is they already have distribution for almost all of them except for 4. 4 they still have to pay a royalty on.
You're talking about Disney, right?
Disney owns almost all the royalties and all of the distribution except for episode 4 or A New Hope. New Hope is the only thing that Fox held on to with a tight grip, and they can't do anything with that. They can't change any of the, like, they can't do a re-release without Fox's okay.
Right.
So that's why it was a big deal with all of the digital, like, releases and everything. So now that if they buy Fox, they will get that. And the word is, and I got some strong words from a couple of people I know over at Disney. Word is everybody's pushing for a re-release of the original theatrical trilogy.
Yeah. And now that
there is a slight chance of it. They said there's a huge, huge push. Everybody's gunning for it. Lucas is still standing, you know, trying to do his, I don't want you to do this, but Lucas gave away all the ability to have any of that say so.
I really wouldn't. So here's my thing about, as far as the original trilogy goes, I'm okay with the new ones. I'm completely okay with the new ones, except for the changes they made. Like, don't give me the extra scene bullshit with Han and with his nuts.
No.
Don't switch the firing order. But if you want to add all the things in the background, all the additional stuff they added to it, I'm good with. Just stop changing the fucking story.
And that's the thing, because Lucas has never been happy. If he would have had the same ability with a THX 1138, he would have so done that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been known to, I mean, I think he was cutting American Graffiti up until a release date when they actually had to go to printing.
Right.
And the studio said, no, you need to stop. And I think it was Francis Ford Coppola that actually stepped in and kind of pulled him away. And that's just because he's never satisfied with his work. And we saw what happens when you have free reign to constantly edit. There is such a thing as too much time.
Yeah.
To make changes. Sometimes you just got to step away. You got to just let your baby grow up and be what it's going to be and quit meddling with it.
Well, I mean, cause they took the original reels, right? When they did the enhancements, they took the original reels, digitized them, and then went frame by frame and added this and that and everything else. And again, with all the background stuff, the extra detail, the cleaner images, I'm good with all that. I just don't like the fact that they changed the Han shit. and they changed the other, they added the other Han scene. But
I don't oppose that Han, that the Millennium Falcon and Jabba Hutt being right there in the same room, because it really does explain why the hell is he on Tatooine on a planet that's ruled by the Hutts when he's wanted by the Hutts.
See, here's the thing, that he's a smuggler. I don't need an explanation for any reason, or I don't need him to have a specific reason to be anywhere. He's a smuggler. That gives him all the reason to be anywhere in the universe he needs. That extra scene, there's no way you're going to make that look good. It's never going to, like, you can put all the magic in the world. And especially with him doing the little stepping on his tail thing, it takes Jabba out of character. It takes Han out of character. It's just a shit scene that just needs to go away. Of all the scenes you could have added, that was not the one, you know?
I do agree. It wasn't the greatest scenes. I'm just saying there is a reason.
Yeah.
And I can understand that reason. The same reason why you made why Anakin became a bratty little snot machine. I mean, come on. How is an evil overlord going to act as a teenager?
The best things about the prequels is Natalie Portman. I'm going to stand by that until the day I die. But if you want to add something, you can add something to us over at patreon.com/ritualmisery. If you give a fuck about the show, give a buck to the show and make it all worthwhile. It's been awesome. I don't know what it is about Patreon. I really need to get in there, because things have been doing like we made enough on Patreon this year. I have to claim it on my taxes, and that fucking blows me away. That is so amazing. I know you're supposed to claim everything, but whatever, until you hit a certain threshold, nobody gives a shit. We hit that threshold last month. Holy God. Like fucking unreal. I so appreciate everyone that's put into it. What you put into it is what's going to enable me to be able to go to South By and do meetups. And it's going to, because me and Kent, we already have all the equipment we need. We've already got everything else. At this point, it's just helping us make the show better and bring the show to you live, like we did last year, or I guess this year at South By. And, you know, it's going to make things, it adds to the show, because we can give more back, and we're not doing it out of our own pocket. We're doing it with a collective pool that we can use to add to the show and add to events and things like that. And it's just amazing. So very, very appreciative of that. And if you'd like to kick in on that, it's patreon.com/ritualmisery. And that goes to, that just goes to making everything better. Keeping us from having to go out of pocket for fun shit, like giving away t-shirts and things like that we're finally able to start doing.
Congrats, man. Congrats. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And, anyone who's interested in how the Patreon thing actually works and how it goes through and wants to bump numbers or anything else, feel free to give me a tweet at Ethan Kane, or email me or whatever else. And I'll go, we've started from the beginning. We kept all of our numbers public. How many people are watching the show? How many downloads we're getting? All that stuff is public. We're not hiding anything, because we don't believe in that. We think that's really stupid. And if you would like to talk about things like that, by all means, let me know. It's amazing. The feedback that we get and things like that is really, really cool.
Awesome.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, companies battling out and buying each other and working things out and everything else. But you put in here in the show notes, Amazon and Google starring in the latest movie, Battle of the Internet Giants.
Dude, have you been reading what's been going on behind the scenes and now in front of the scenes with everybody?
I've read some of it, but why don't you bring our listeners up to speed on how things have been going?
All right, Google has kind of always kind of been hesitant with Amazon, especially as soon as Amazon came out with Amazon Video or Amazon Prime Video, and in which case they've never really included on any of their Google setups, such as Google TV or Google Chrome. Didn't really have access to it. You couldn't stream as well. Well, in doing so, Amazon finally has answered Google's callback, and they're killing off everything Google off of their platform. So no more YouTube on Amazon Fire, no more YouTube on Amazon tablets, no more, you don't have access to any of the Google suites, on Amazon products anymore. And it actually took it to a big jump today where Amazon's like, yeah, you're going to like this, Google? Watch. Hey, Apple, guess what? We're going to fucks with you now.
Mm.
And they go, boom, here's the drop you've been waiting for. Amazon Prime is now on Apple TV. There you go. Eat that one, Google. And Google is pissed.
Mm. So this is one of the things, because I'm such an Apple advocate, I'm used to living in a walled garden where I can't necessarily control what comes in and goes out the gate. If Amazon and Google want to start having it out and cutting each other off from each other's stuff, I'm good with it. I am completely good with it. Don't care, because I own Google stuff in the house. I own Apple stuff. I own Amazon stuff. I'm never going to have everything everywhere except the fact that I have multiple devices. So right. I'm already used to it. Like if they want to, you know, if I can't Google from my Alexa, then whatever, I guess I'll just use Siri. Like everything's so ambiguous now. Like everything's available. You just have to be able, you know, go the shortest route for you. And some people that's one thing and other people it's a different.
Exactly. And it's all starting to really pop off with some of the, I just got the Samsung S8 Plus and I was commenting to Sally. It's like, dude, this is exactly like the iPhones. The only difference is we got a SIM disk or a SD disk we could put in now. Yay. Other than that, it's still like exactly the same. I try to use Bixby and I was like, yeah, I kind of like Siri a little bit better than Bixby.
Mm.
And that's, you know how bad I hate all things Apple.
Right.
For me to pop off with something like that, that's like a huge nod. Now that Apple's starting to catch up and things are in this weird mishmash of becoming awesome and then splitting off because companies are having shit fits. We got Disney and 20th Century Fox going to become one, possibly. Samsung is in every single Apple product now. You got Amazon saying, no, screw you, everybody. We're going to make all of our own stuff and failing.
Mm.
The only thing that's been working with is their Amazon app and Twitch. Everything else, that their Amazon Prime TV hasn't been doing so great. Hulu's been like sweeping all of the awards. Netflix losing Disney. Netflix goes, okay, watch this. And they just start pounding shows. It's just, everything is such a flux and it's great.
Again, we've been, are you a cord cutter? Like, do you still have cable or?
No, I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in 6 years?
Yeah. See, I haven't watched cable in 6 years. but you know, especially when we moved into this house up here, we made the conscious decision not to get cable at all in our house. We have a Leaf antenna for like big football games. And that's really the only thing we use it for. Particularly the Super Bowl actually. And we originally got it for a trailer. So when we're out, you know, out somewhere, we can put some TV on. You know, PBS is right. Broadcast pretty much everywhere. So the kids have something to watch, whatever, when they get tired of watching the DVDs. This all just reminds me of the cord cutting revolution.
Yeah.
Where you have all these different services and all of them are walling off their own little portions of what they want to do and how they want to do it, what they want to charge. And eventually it all comes out and we're going to end up in a world of ambiguity. Like everyone's just going to have all the things eventually. It might cost you more if you're going this route or, you know, whatever, but eventually it's going to be there. You know, I worry much less about who's using what services on what devices than I do about net neutrality. So, and apparently nobody gives a shit about net neutrality.
Yeah, no, really, because that's the most scary thing in the world. Everybody, because you know at some point it's going to be, okay, you want to go to Disney's new streaming site, you're going to have to pay $5.99. Oh, you want to use Disney and Netflix? Well, we'll bundle those together for $17.95. Oh, and by the way, Hulu, yeah, we're not going to give you access to that because that's just not a part of our system. Because I was going to ask you, you know, up there, what are you using? Because if you're trying to get away from cable, and cable's in America the only happy internet service anymore, because DSL is just so crammed and so bottlenecked. How do you get away if you don't have cable?
Well, so we have cable internet, but we don't have a TV program on it. Although in my neighborhood, the DSL apparently is faster, as I'm learning from the Facebook groups in the area. But I'm reluctant to switch just because I finally have unlimited internet through my cable provider, and they even
for how long?
Oh well, yeah, but that's the rule either way though, because we were throttled. Well, I don't say throttled. We were throttleable after 1 terabyte for the first year that we were up here, and they just recently switched that to unlimited. And I've tested it; it's unlimited.
We just got hit with a massive overage fee. I think we got hit with a $100 fee for going 1 gig over the limit.
Yeah. I really think all that is really, really, really shitty. And they're saying in the chat room that, you have problems that you only have one option in the area, or there's only two. We have 3 options up here. We have, what's the name of our GCI is the cable company, and MTA is the DSL company. And then we have satellite that you can get, which no, thank you. And, it's like, those are the 3 options you have. You basically one per format, and you just kind of got to go with it. But yeah, I'm interested to see how all that works out. And the only reason I'm convinced the only reason GCI went unlimited is because I texted him Twittered him every single month bitching about how we were we were running out of internet. So screw them people.
And especially because if you go to any single site in the world now, it's like inundates you with ads, and those ads are always like resource hogs. They suck up all your processing speed, and they suck up all of your internet data. I mean, there's one month where I actually went through 10 gigs of data service in 2 days, just because I was frequency 3 sites, and they all had like heavy advertisements, and all of a sudden it's like constantly dropping new advertisements every time I went to a new page, and it's insane.
The thing about ads that pisses me off is when they block me from using a website. That's the only time ads piss me off. I have an ad blocker that I use when I'm on air, so that if I do go to like YouTube or whatever, that I don't get, scuttlebutted with all that shit. But other than that, I don't bother using it, because again, it nothing really matters to me. But last time I formatted my computer, I did not add anything Flash or Java on it at all, until eventually I added Java because I had to for Twitch of all things. But no Flash at all. And it was amazing because before I added Flash in Java, I still haven't added Flash, but until I added Java, like half the ads without my ad blocker, half the ads weren't coming up. It was great. Just get the little error box. It's like, this is sweet. But of course then there's Twitch, so I had to add Java.
Yeah, I know. That's the fun sucky part.
Yeah. But as far as getting back to Amazon and Google, they want to fight it out. They can fight it out. Jeff Bezos is the richest man alive, or whatever. And what's his name from Google owns a private island off of Big Island of Hawaii or some shit. So whatever, like, I'm not worried about it. They're already in the super rich. They already own the Republican Party and all the things that go along with that. And I'm not trying to get, political tonight.
Well, here's the thing the thing that worries me is it really does affect us, is because 2 of the best products that everybody uses is they use Google Chrome for the browsing ability, and they use Twitch. And those two monsters without each other, it's just not that great of an experience, at least not for me. And I'm just waiting for are we going to start seeing all new browsers, all new app features? Are we going to see some huge innovation between the two? I'm enjoying this because the competition can be a great, great thing. Like AMD and Intel. AMD used that old school chip war was fantastic. Prices were low. Chips were getting twice as fast, like at a monthly rate. And yeah, I mean, it costs you in the end because you were constantly trying to keep up with everything and you couldn't keep up with everything. But by the end of it, when everything finally slowed down, oh my God, the advances in 5 years were fantastic. And can Google and Amazon's battle be that big where you could see some really fantastic things, some new streaming services? Can somebody take over YouTube now that YouTube is failing the way it is?
You say failing, but there's no one is even close to competing with everything that YouTube has.
Yeah, but you got a whole entire community that's begging to get away.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm saying that, like, the financial capital that you would need and the backing that you would need to effectively take on YouTube is insane to comprehend, because they started so early, because they've been doing it for so long, and they have a practically immeasurable backlog of random shit.
But remember, Amazon already set all that up well before YouTube even got to that point. They just did. They've been using it as, like, most of the Amazon servers that they use for shopping. Amazon doesn't even touch an eighth of those. It's all used up by Google, by I think Top Hatter uses a ton right now. eBay's using a ton. It's just being sold out to whoever wants to use it. Imagine if they took some of that ability back, they could actually really do some damage in the streaming world.
Yeah, but look at all the troubles that YouTube's had over rights management and everything else. I mean, it's, I don't even know that another company wants to take that on without going completely procured, like, you know,
exactly.
Without going completely curated, but to curate, it's literally, it would be like to physically curate everything that goes on to YouTube. It's not a possibility. So if you're going to compete with YouTube, you'd have to have a platform in which you can curate, but the manpower required to curate every video that you go to put up, that's just too much money to do that. And that's the only real way that I see anybody competing with YouTube.
And actually, there is an actual fix for it, and it started to get implemented, but people just didn't grasp onto it, which is the paid streaming service. It's sort of like, if you're paying, it's like, remember cable TV, the whole big issue with the ability to put Playboy or Spice or any of those stations on a cable network was a huge issue, and people were up in arms. How can the FCC allow this? Well, they're paying for it. If they're paying for it, then they're obviously of the knowing mind of what they're getting.
Right. Because it's extra. It's certainly not something that they're getting over the air.
Exactly. And because YouTube is such a free format and depends so highly on the advertisements, they can't just say, you know what, we're going to let the community run with it, and whatever they create. So because of that, they're doing this ad apocalypse crap and trying to play, you know, police poorly, and which is why the community is so up in arms. If they would just implement Red a little better and say, here's your option, community. You can either opt in to be Red only. And if you're Red only, you can do whatever the hell you please. Just do you. There is no form of censorship, which has its good parts and bad parts. Don't get me wrong, but I'm very anti-censorship whatsoever. I may not agree with everything everybody says. I may not like it. But once you start, that's a whole conversation for another time, for hours on end. But if you take that platform and said, okay, here you go, Casey Neistat, you can either go completely YouTube Red, or you could stay partially in the adverse. But if you're going to have ads on, you have to follow this, or we will kill you. And that's the end of the story. It's a poof, done. Your time on Google is over. But they won't take that stance.
I still don't know that it's necessarily feasible. I am hesitant to believe that there's any way anybody can take on YouTube, including YouTube. It's just, it's too big. It's been around for over a decade now, and I'm not hopeful. I'm pessimistic, not hopeful.
If Kmart and Sears can fail, so can YouTube.
Together, even.
Yes, that's the best part. How the hell could those two businesses actually go down in fire like that?
You have one business that never had the customer service it needed to provide to charge enough to sustain itself, and the other one that charged too much to get the customers in the door, and they combined, and then it didn't work out for either one, and it's beautiful, very beautiful.
Yeah, it's a classic story.
So you have on here that we always skip our little advert in the middle, and you're right, because usually I don't like shilling out like that. Like, we already asked for people to hook us up over at Patreon. But if you are looking for gear stuff, if you're looking for geek gear, cruise on over to geekandgamergear.com, geek, the letter N, gamergear.com, and use the offer code Ritual Misery at checkout, and you'll save 10% off your first order. And of course, a couple pennies that'll get kicked back our way. They got a lot of cool stuff on there. I just went over there like maybe 3 days ago, and was browsing around, and the couple things I was looking for, I couldn't find, which kind of pissed me off. But there's a lot of stuff on there that I'm not interested in. So cruise on over by there. And, you know, if you find something, Ritual Misery at checkout and save 10%.
That's the way to sell it.
Yeah. Well, I went there looking for three specific things, and I didn't find any of the three.
What were you looking for?
So I was looking for a t-shirt that I could wear to a holiday party, something really stupid and just kind of like in the holiday spirit and geeky. And there's a couple over there, but I just didn't like the ones that they have. And I was looking for a retro controller, and they didn't have it. I was looking for something for
they did have one, like, I think a month or two ago. They must have sold out already.
Yeah, well, I was looking for a joystick to use on the SNES Classic, and there's I don't even know if one exists, but I didn't find one there, and I don't remember what the other one was.
I like going there because, like, you can find, like, It's about the knickknacks. Mm. I love the fact that you can get knickknacks and little things you can put places, some for your keys, you know. And I got a Superman pocket watch that I still love to death. And I don't care what anybody says. I got a Superman pocket watch. No, I'm happy.
No way. You couldn't possibly be into Superman.
No, not in, no.
What is this that you have in here about history being awesome or shitty?
Well, I was sitting back and I was watching YouTube, and it's like, I saw on this music that you listen to or some playlist. I'm like, okay, let's put it on. And a song by Kirsten Hirsch called Your Ghost. And I haven't heard that song, God, probably since the last time I played it on YouTube. And it's Michael Stipe from REM, and her just did the song. It was like so somber and so utterly depressing and so 90s. Like, we've talked about this before, how like early 90s, so depressing and, you know, slit your wrist and all that. But it took me back, because I remember the first time I heard that song was getting ready for school to meet up with you and your mom the newer version of the Chevy Nova that she had. Mm. And
the Toyo Chev.
Yeah. The one that wanted to be a Mustang, but just couldn't do it.
Well, it was a Chevy Nova built by Toyota.
Exactly.
I'm not sure how that works, but whatever.
Yeah. It was just a bad idea, but, it took me back, and I started like remembering, you know, us in school and us in high school and all the fun we had. But then I was going, wait a minute, that was the same time that, you know, I was at my poorest and I was not at the greatest point. And I was like, why do I look at high school as the time that was the greatest point, one of the greatest points of my life? And I long to go back there. But when I really think about it, if you go back, it's going to be horrible.
So this I've always thought of I've always thought of high school as that time period where if I could go back and redo it, I totally would, but then I'd end up making exactly the same stupid mistakes I made the first time. So there's no point, because as much as I'd like to say that I would change, I'm not sure I would. I'd still do all the stupid shit I did. And being in the chat room, I noticed the theme change on RMP website. And yeah, I changed the theme because I didn't like the old one. I was getting tired of it because it's basically just pissing me off. I couldn't figure out the setting that was jacked up on one of the latest versions of the theme. So I changed the theme. And I don't like this one either, but at least it's different. It's like, you know, sometimes you just got to change your underwear when you don't need to.
That kind of, is that like dyeing your hair like red from when it was black just because you like feel saucy that week?
Sure. I've never dyed my hair, but I'm sure that that might be the case. Oh, yeah. And he says the current one needs fixed also. No, you know, you're right. The whole theme needs to be changed. And right now, I'm in a love-hate relationship with WordPress. I'm just not happy with it overall. The whole site, I'm just not really all that happy with. It hasn't changed in the 3 years since I designed it, and I would really like to change it, but it's one of those deals where I would want to sit down the entire day and fix it, and I just don't have that kind of day. I miss the old days of just coding HTML by yourself, but I don't know. It would be so difficult to be able to do all the things that I can do with the WordPress without the WordPress. I even thought about jumping over to Joomla, but I'd just have to learn a new system then. That'd piss me off again.
I can't even remember how to do half the coding for HTML like we used to.
Mm. I still remember the code. I just don't want to. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and bust this out real quick.
Challenge accepted. Doing other things in these streets.
Yo, that's crazy.
This looks like a job for Amos's Balls. On the Ritual Misery Podcast.
I am challenging myself. I want to get Seriously Susan on the podcast. Seriously Susan is the Twitter handle. Siri, like S-I-R-I, usly Susan, is mm-hmm. the woman that voiced Siri. And I've reached out to her once before. I'm going to do it again. I would love to get her on the podcast. If not for a regular episode, maybe for one of our special episodes. But I think that'd be fantastic to have her on there and just to talk about the whole process. Because Siri was bought by Apple. It wasn't developed internally. And I would really like to know how that whole process worked out and why she specifically got picked and how much of a pain in the ass was it for her to do all the different sounds that could possibly be done to be combined into the words that Siri speaks. I think it'd be great.
I always wonder how many times did she have to say "and" or "the."
Oh, but I'm more thinking it's probably closer to just syllables, like "sir." You know, like how many ways can you put an S and a U together? Man, that'd be NBeam's got it in the thing right there. So cruise on over to twitter.com/seriouslysusan. That's S-I-R-I-O-S-O-shit. It'll be in the show notes. I know she does interviews for big outlets. I don't know if she'd do one for our tiny little podcast, but I think that'd be fantastic. That'd be amazing if I could handle that and get her on the show. So there's my own challenge to myself.
You know what? I got a challenge for you too. There's a cat that I met over at Universal Studios right in the middle of BlizzCon, like, cause you know how bad BlizzCon sucked this year. And
I didn't hear anything.
To say that half of BlizzCon was at Universal Studios on one of the biggest BlizzCon days tells you how bad it was.
I don't know that BlizzCon really needs to be an annual event though. Like,
no, it really doesn't. You can do BlizzCon every couple of years and do be fine.
Well, that's what they did for a while, and it was amazing, and everybody would come out of BlizzCon, and there'd be so much news, and all these YouTube videos, and holy shits, and wows, and everything else, and now it's just like, oh, yeah, I went to BlizzCon. Like, oh, that's sad. That's not fun.
It's not like WonderCon, where WonderCon, they actually curate it, but that's beside the point. There's a person that I met, Zivalicious, Z-I-V-A-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. She's a streamer. She mostly does Diablo 3, but lately she's been getting into GTRP and stuff like that. But when we sat and talked about like the history of Twitch, and she's been with it for a while. And I think you guys could not only learn a lot from her, but dude, she's just awesome. You just got to really.
Are you saying we don't understand Twitch?
I'm saying you don't know shit.
No, that's true. Twitch is actually the last place we wanted to be. We wanted to just stay on diamondclub.tv for like the rest of forever. And but once we jumped the tracks, we're here, and that's where we're staying. But man, yeah. Twitch is a whole big ball of what the fuck.
Of course, and as soon as you understand it, they change it all up again.
Oh my God. Social eating. I don't understand social eating. I just don't get it. I don't like to see people eating at my dinner table. I don't want to tune in to some person eating online and trying to talk about the food they're eating, because they inevitably start talking with their damn mouth full. And it's just like, really? Yeah. I don't need to see the mastication of the meal. No.
Didn't we used to get smacked around for doing that?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works, but now they get celebrated and they get cheers for it. So whatever. I'm not here to stream shame people. Like you do you.
Right.
But yeah, so all right, man. Next order of business. Snubby J with From PVC Pipe to Rimba Tubes. This is one I happened to mention it to you on a phone call, and you said you'd already seen it, so I made sure to watch it. This is the dude that does the songs on the tubes, and this talk, he actually goes through the process of how he fell in love with Blue Man Group and how it like combined all the things he's interested in, and how he tried out for it three times, and finally on the third time he got a call back, went back to it, and the callback ended up being a no. And he was like, okay, I guess I'll try next year. And they were just like, nah, it's okay. And he was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't need that. I can just be my own blue man self.
Yeah. And it's really worked out. I mean, watching him, I've been watching some of his videos and watching him go through the process of building it. I mean, he built it all himself, not just once, not twice, but I think he's working on his third set of pipes
right
now.
And he was talking in this thing where a matter of half a millimeter can change the tune of the pipe. So to be precise, they were shaving. He and his dad built the first one together, and he would shave down, sand down just a little bit of the pipe to get that note. And man, like this, I thought it was interesting. This isn't one that you learn from. This is one where somebody provides you an example of what they did, and either you enjoy their story or you don't. I enjoyed it.
Not just that, but it really inspires you. I mean, it really inspired me to say, okay, what can I do next? Here's this kid that just says, you know what? I really want to do this so much that I'm going to do it myself. Mm. And then watching him take it over, where he did that video with that Daft Punk cover, where he basically remixed Daft Punk, and then the performances he does over at his school, or did at his school, where he just basically just remixed every song together that you could think of. I mean, at one point he had Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I think was one of the songs, and he mixed that up with the William Tell Overture and mixed. It's like he's everywhere. And
in one video, he's in there and he transposes himself, so he records it five times, each of five different situations, and then combines them all into a single track. And it was like, he's actually put a lot of effort and a lot of work into this passion project that he has. And he doesn't say what he's actually doing now, like for a living, but you know he's still playing the tubes,
right? And so he's got to be having fun. I'm sure he's like doing a little bit of touring. He may not make a ton of money at it, but he's living a worthwhile life, just enjoying what he's doing.
Oh yeah.
And you just got to applaud that.
Yep. So next up we have another video from our friends over at, so before, because Have a Drink is giving us another video, and they're awesome. these guys and gal, first of all, if you're not on the Had a Drink Show Twitch channel, go ahead and go over there, subscribe, and catch them live. They are a lot of fun. If you're like beer, follow Kent on Untapped or whatever, and follow these guys. This podcast is amazing. They go through, and it's just really awesome. And we're so proud to have them as regular contributors now, because this is the third one. I feel good calling them a regular contributor to the Ritual Misery podcast. Yeah. And they do a podcast every week. Every other week is a video version. And let's go talk to Bob for a second here. Or not. What the hell? There we go.
Oh, hey, Ritual Misery. This is Justin from Have a Drink. Or Bob, if you're drunk. And I'm here to do a beer review for an upcoming episode. Now, I figure we really need to pander to Kent, so we decided to do a Trappist beer episode, or episodes, depends on how long I ramble. So I am drinking some Rochefort 10, or Rochefort 10. I don't know. I don't speak other languages, but it is described as a deep, dark, potent, warming, cosmic meltdown of a forcefully contemplative brew, begging to be the last of the evening. The reason it's begging that is because it's a quad, which means it's around 11% ABV. More of a beer to be savored in all of its boozy glory, unless you really want to get riggedy wrecked. That said, this beer is malty and absolutely delicious. It's got a very definite boozy finish, so some of you might not like that, but if being a monk means I get more of this, then I'm considering a conversion. So if you want to hear more about this beer or any of its other Trappist brothers, you can stop by twitch.tv/haveadrinkshow and watch us live Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can catch us on your podcatcher of choice. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some day drinking to do.
Oh, yeah.
I love those guys.
And not to mention that Trappist is, those are some of my favorite beers ever. And yeah. Yeah,
I'm jealous because that's one I've never gotten to taste in my life, and I'll probably now never will. And
I have some of that beer in my beer fridge right now. Just putting that out there.
Just I'm going to speak for chat and say fuck you. just fuck off, fucko.
One of the good things about being in the frontier, the last frontier, is that everyone here drinks. So there's got to be an ample supply of different beers from around the world. Otherwise, people just get restless and get angry. Again, if you haven't caught on yet, go over by Have a Drink Show and check them out, because they are amazing.
Yeah, and they actually really make me laugh. I mean, their humor along with their reviews are just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always something to learn over there. They, there's so much knowledge and so many opinions, and they have such a good time. It's great. So, is there, I'm looking at the show doc, and I think we've pretty much hit everything.
Yeah. Surprisingly, normally it takes us 2 years to get through the thing.
You're not lying. if you enjoy me and Sean having chit chats, let us know. Sean is looking for ideas playlist ideas. He considers himself a bit of a music guy, and he likes smashing some playlists in there. And if you have a playlist that you would like him to try to satiate, or you have some ideas for songs to be put in a playlist, you can hit him up over at I Am Squidicus on Twitter. He finally established a Twitter profile. So at I Am Squidicus, and let him know all the things that all the songs that should be in all the playlists, and no matter how ridiculous it is, I'm sure he can find something to match it up.
Yeah, dude, that's it. It's been scary. Now that I got one of those Twitter thing. Dude, like, I'll get off of work and I'll just like kind of casually scroll through, and I just keep going like an hour later, still thumbing through. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how many times do these people? And I'm only like following like what, you and maybe a couple others, like maybe 10 people at max.
Oh, yeah. If you're following me on a Twitter storm day, like this, if sometimes I just wake up and I'm like, I'm going to share every thought I have today, every legal every thought that I can legally share, I'm going to share.
There's been a couple of times where I'm just like, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's Twitter. Speaking of my Twitter, you can find that Twitter over at Ethan Kane. And you can find the show at Ritual Misery. You can submit ideas to our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can even comment on the episodes we have. Everything that we have is being posted up there. And you can find Kent. Don't forget Kent. Just because he's not here tonight doesn't mean, just because he's out getting drunk on a business trip somewhere doesn't mean that he doesn't need the love. You can find him at @rm_delnoche.
Where is that somewhere? Because
I believe he's in Vegas, but I'm not certain. So,
well, that's what he's been tweeting all week from what I can read on all his tweets is, why aren't you in Vegas with me?
Yeah, well, because reasons.
We got, yeah. So while he's enjoying himself, I give him a big fuck you.
Exactly. Of course, you can find everything that I just mentioned on our website, ritualmisery.com. It's a shit show right now, so go over there and enjoy that. Thank you so much to Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use your music. Oh, it is coming up. Okay, good. And thank you for listening or watching. For me, for Sean, for the absent Kent, and for you, this has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Perfect.